Okay, we left off in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Parak Zayin. We left off Halacha Tes, but just to review from Halacha Ches, because it'll be important to appreciate Halacha Tes and some of the further halachas. Ram explains the idea of the exceptions to the principle of Shein Isser Chal Al Isser, and that's where, for example, two Isserin come as one, or let's say the Isser comes to add other things with it, or if it comes to include other things with it. So you'll see what that means in a second. So, for instance, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, "Levikach isha shahaisa almana v'nasas grusha v'nasas chalal v'nasas zona." So, as we know, remember, Kohen can't marry a grusha chala zona, and then include the Kohen gadol by almana. So let's say you have a woman who was a widow, and then she became a divorcee, and then she became a chala, and then she became a zona. And we'll get to zona in the next parak, the specifics of that. Ubale Kohen gadol acharkach, and then the Kohen gadol has sexual relations with her. Loke arba malkios abiyachas. So the Kohen Gadol would actually get four separate malkos. Okay, we get four discrete punishments of malkos, even though he had sexual relations with one woman. Why? Lefisha almana asur the Kohen Gadol muteras hedra. Because the almana is prohibited to Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen hedra can marry an almana. Then chazalios grusha, right? Once she became divorced, no sabah iser. Then another iser became attached to her. The neser is a Kohen hedra, and now she's prohibited to a Kohen hedra. Vikach nosef ba iser achar al iser ha'amana. So now you have a second iser on the iser ha'amana. V'dainim v'teres al chol v'truma, but she could still eat truma. Nasas chalala, that once she becomes a chalala, nosef ba iser, right? Another iser gets attached to her. Shrein neeser es b'truma, because now she's prohibited to eat truma. V'dainim v'teres al yisrael, but she could still marry a non-kohen. And nasas zona, when she becomes a zona, hol b'yesh shames nus. Okay, she has this identity of Znus, She Osra al Yisrael, that's prohibited even to a non-Kohen, Im Zinsa Isha Ishto Baratso, Nosav Yisrael. And if she went ahead and engaged in prohibited sexual relationships, another Isra is attached to that. Okay? Who Adin L'Kohen Hedjot, all right? And the same idea of getting getting multiple Malkus on one Maisa, one action, can apply to a Kohen Hedjot as well. When, what's that case? Shabal Agrusha, right? He ends up having sexual relations or marries a divorcee. Shanas is halala. That was a halala. Ba'acharach zona, then became a zona. Now shehu lokesh shalosh abiyachas. You would get three separate instances of malchus on one act of sexual relationship. Aval im nishtanes seder zeh, in a loke alachas. But as long as this order is altered, okay, meaning if there's some difference in the sequence, then you'd only get one punishment on malchus. Okay? There's no halacha yet. So back to halacha yet aleph. Misha nis almana menashem harbe. Now this is the other way to look at it, okay? Meaning where she would only get one malchus. Let's assume she's widowed from several men. Oh, nis garsha menashem harbe, or she's divorced multiple times. Then, if the Kohen Hedjot had sexual relations with her, ain lokin aleh, ela achas al kol bia. Right? He only gets sexual relations for, excuse me, you'd only get malchus for each time they engage in sexual relations. Almana, when it comes to widow, bein mina erisin, bein min nisuin, asura. Now, a woman is defined as an almana, whether she became an almana after only erisin or even after the marriage was complete. Kelachiyot beis. Now, Kohen Gadol shemes echav. Okay, let's say the brother of a Kohen Gadol dies. Afa pisha hu mina erisin. Okay, even if all that taking place was kiddushin and not full marriage, arezo liyovem elacholetz. The Kohen Gadol cannot do yibum. Rather, what does he do? He does chalitza. Now, nafla lo yavama, let's say his brother passed away while he was still a regular Kohen. Okay, now he's chayv and yibum, who Kohen hedjot. And then the nisman alios Kohen gadol, but then after the chiyav yibum applies, now gets appointed to become a Kohen gadol. Afal pi she'asar ba maimer kashu Kohen hedjot, right? So even though he, what it called, said that he'd marry her when he was still a regular Kohen, areza lo yavim acher shenizmane. Once he gets appointed to become a Kohen Gadol, he can't engage in Yibum. Avaim ires es ha'almana, but let's say he went ahead and he did kiddushin to a widow, as a Kohen Hedjot, v'nisman alios Kohen Gadol, and then became appointed to become a Kohen Gadol, then areze yichnos achash nismana. He could still go ahead and marry her. Now, ha'isum mikudeshes, okay, let's assume she was, kiddushin was done by her already, suffek kiddushin. We don't know whether we don't know the exact status of it. Umes arusa, right? And then let's say the man who had done kiddushin with her dies. Then harezu safek amana. In such a case, she's defined as a safek of being a widow or not a widow. Okay, Lachid Gimel. Now, mitzvah sase al kohen gadol shisa nara basula. So we saw what makes the kohen gadol different than the regular kohen is that he must marry a nara basula. Umishet tivgor tasar alav. Okay, so once she becomes mature, she is now usher to the kohen gadol. Vehu isha, because it says in the Torah, vehu isha viv suleh yikach. Right, so he must marry her when she's defined as a basula. Isha, right, as the pasuk says, lo katana, that excludes a katana. Biv suleya, right, lo velobogeris, when she's at a stage of maturity. Okay, so what does this mean? Okay, yatsasa miklal katnus uklal bagrus lo bazu nara. So once she leaves katnus, but she's already becomes too mature, right, then she's in that stage of being a nara. Venonosa shte nashim olam kaachas. Not only that, he can never be married to two women at the same time. Shenemar isha achas veloshayim, because it says isha and not multiple. Alach yadala. Now, kohen gadol lo yisa mechvas eitz. Okay, kohen gadol cannot marry a woman who, let's say, lost her status of being a basula, even let's say through an injury. Af mishal nivala, even though she didn't have sexual relations. Nivala shelo kedarka, harei zuka nivala kedarka. Let's assume she had non-vaginal sexual relations. That's considered as if she had vaginal sexual relations. She's no longer defined as a basula. But nivala behema raised a materis. But if she had sexual relations with an animal, she would still be permitted to the kohen gadol and defined as a basula, a nara basula. Alacha tesvav, kohen gadol shenasa biula. Let's say kohen gadol does marry a woman who previously had sexual relations. Ein aloka, he doesn't get malchus, ava motzi beget, but he must divorce her. Nasa Bogaris, let's say he married a woman who was already beyond the age of being a Nara, or Mechvaseitz, or let's say someone who had lost her status of being a Basula through an injury, Areza Yekayim, then he can stay married to her. Ires Be'ula, okay, let's say he did Kedushin to a woman who, as a Kohen Hedjo, to a woman who already had sexual relations, and then Venismana Kohen Gadol, but then he gets appointed to become a Kohen Gadol, Areza Yichnos Achash Venismana, then he can go ahead and marry her. After he becomes Kohen Gadol. Alacha Tes Zayin. Now, Anas Na'ara Basula. Let's say Na'ara Basula, let's say the Kohen Gadol, what it called, rapes a Na'ara Basula, Opita Osa, seduces her. Afilu Anso Pisa Osa Kishu Kohen Hedjot, even if he, let's say, raped her while he was a regular Kohen, Venismana Kohen Gadol, and he became a Kohen Gadol, Kodem Shiyichnos, before he went ahead and married her, Areza Lo Yichnos. He should not go ahead and marry her, but if he did, motzi, he would end up having to go ahead and divorce her. Lach yud zayin. Now, ires es a katana. Okay, let's say he does kedushin to a minor, ubagra tachtav, and then she becomes, so to speak, past overly mature while, what he called, she's still tied to him, kodem nisuin, or is prior to, what he called, the consecration of the marriage. Then he should not proceed with the marriage. Why? Right? Because basically she's undergone a change. However, if you went ahead and completed the marriage with her, he does not have to get divorced. Now, achas grusha mina erisin omina nisuin. Okay, marrying a grusha, it doesn't matter if she was divorced after kiddushin or after nisuin. Aval hamimaenes, remember, miun is what a katana can do, and it's quasi-girishin. Afilu girsha beget, even if in the case of miun, a get was used, vehechzira, and was remarried, umyonabo, harezu mataras a kohen, she would be mutter for a kohen to marry, kemoshi b'anam hilgos girishin. V'chol mi she'ena ru'uya l'chalitza, any woman who can't do chalitza, im nechlitza, right, if she went ahead and did chalitza, even though she wasn't supposed to, lo nifsala kahuna. Remember, that's a derabanan. She would not be puzzled to marry a kohen. Halach yotas. Now, yatzalea kol. Okay, we know this already. Kols are rumors. Let's say a rumor goes out. Ish ploni kohen, that this kohen wrote, kasav get ishto, okay, o nasan get ishto, or gave a get to his wife. Varehi yosheves tachtav misham shaso. Right? But the rumor is that she still, the rumor is that he wrote a get for her, but she's still living with him. Okay. Emotino samitachas baila. So we don't force him to divorce her husband. The nasa sakoin achar tetsaminashini. Right. But if she went ahead and marries a different kohen, then she has to divorce that second kohen based on the call. Alachachav. Now, yatsa shma be'ir, sheniskacha miniskarsha mina kedushin. Let's say there's a rumor that goes around the city that she was what it called. She was had kiddushin done and then got divorced prior to nisuin. Choshenla, we take that into account. We treat that seriously. Kabosha Brown Rabbi Yochel's gerushin, as he explained before. Avaim yatzalei kol she chalutza in choshenla. But if a rumor goes out that she is defined as she's a chalutza, then we ignore that. That we don't take we don't pay any heed to such a rumor. And finally, in this parak halacha chaf aleph, yatzal kol ala besula shehi beula. Let's say the rumor goes out that this besula is really had sexual relations with somebody else. In choshenla. We don't concern ourselves about that. Vetinasa the Kohen Gadol. She could still marry the Kohen Gadol. Yatzalea kol shehi shifcha. Let's say the rumor goes out that she is a shifcha. In choshenla. We don't pay attention to it. Vetinasa fila Kohen. She could still marry a Kohen. Now, yatzala shem shemizana be'ir, right? Let's say the rumor goes out that she's acting in a sexually inappropriate way in the city. Ein choshen la. We don't pay any attention to it. Vafilu hotzia baila mishum she'avra al dasi hudis. Even if, okay, her husband separates from her because she violated what we saw before, what is dasi hudis, certain appropriate behavior, obe ede, davar mechuar, or witnesses saw her doing something also not appropriate, umes kodem shitin la get, and he died prior to giving her the get. Harezu mutaras a kohen. She's mutar to marry a kohen. She'in osud isha me'elu, right? Because you don't aser a woman in such a situation. Ela be'edus berura, rather either with clear witnesses. Oh, b'hadaz pia, or if she admits that she did it herself. Okay, that finishes Parak Yud Zayin. Okay, Parak Yud Ches is going to get into what exactly the definition of a zona is. We saw a zona is one of the three women that a Kohen Hedjah cannot marry. And now the Rama is going to go into in detail, and then most of this parak, what a zona means. Okay, so let's start with Alach Aleph. We'll do a few of these. Mipia Shmuel Lamanu Shazona Mur Batorahi Kol She'ena Bas Yisrael. Okay, so we know from the Gemara, okay, that when the Torah talks about the word zona, it means one of the following. Either it is someone, a woman who is not Jewish, meaning she wasn't born Jewish, O Bas Yisrael Shenival Adam, she asura li nasalo isar shavalakal. Or let's say it's a Jewish woman who had a prohibited sexual relationship, okay, to someone she was not allowed to marry. O shenival lechalo. Okay, let's say she had sexual relations with the chalo. Afi she mutaras nasalo, even though she is allowed to marry him. We'll get to chalo later. Therefore, lefikach hanirvas lebehema. Let's say a woman has sexual relations with an animal. Afa pishhi beskila. Even though technically speaking, right, what would happen to her? She would get skila. Lo nas zona. She's not defined as a zona. Lo nisol the kahuna. Therefore, she'd be permitted to marry Cohen. Why? Sharei lo nival adam. Because she never had sexual relations with a man, with a human. The haba al nida. Okay, let's say a man has sexual relations with a woman when she's defined as a nida. Afal pishhi bekares. Even though technically speaking, she's chayiv kares now. Lo nas zona. She's not defined as a zona. Lo nifsol the kahuna. Right, and she's not possible. She's not prohibited to marry Cohen. Why? Sharei ina asura lehinasilo, because she's not prohibited to marry him. So we see in these instances of both the bestiality as well as the case of the nida, the limitations and definition of what a zona is halachically. Okay, halacha beis v'chena baal penuya. Okay, let's say a person has sexual relations with an unmarried woman. Afilo haisa kadesha. Even let's say she is a prostitute, she kira atzma lachol, who has made herself available to anybody. Afal pi shehiba malkus, even though she get malkus for such an action, lo nasa zona. She doesn't acquire the shame zona. Lo nifsla minakuna. She's not usher to marry a kohen. Sharei ina asurli nasala, because she can still marry him. Aval hanivelas leechad bi isuri lovin hashav makol, right? Ve'emu chadim makonim. But let's say a woman has sexual relations with a man, where having sexual relations with that man is due to a love, okay? Omi isuri asay, or is being mevatel a positive commandment. Vein sarach lomar lemishi yasura lo mishum erva. And of course, if she's prohibited to him because of erva, ola akum, or to a non-Jew, the evit or servant, ho vhi yasura lo li nasay harezu zona. Since she is, for it's also for her to marry that guy, therefore that's why she becomes, she now acquires a shame of being a zona. So too in Halacha Gimel, v'chena giyores v'mishuvares, both a female convert and a shifcha that's freed, afilu nizgayra v'nishtachra p'chusa mibas shalosh shanim, even if these changes in identity, i.e. conversion or being freed, happen when she was less than 3 years old, Vena Bas Yisrael, right? And she wasn't, since she's not a Bas, she's not a, she was not born a Jew, Arezu Zona. She is defined as a Zona, and therefore, Basura the Kohen. A Kohen cannot marry her. Mikan Amru, okay, therefore, the Chachamim deduce as follows. Akum, okay, a non-Jew, on Nisin, which we saw is also like a non-Jew, O Mamzer, okay, or O Ger Amoni Muavi, or a convert from Amon Moav, O Mitzri Vedomi, Risha Mesheni, or remember, Amon Moav are never allowed to marry within Jewish people. Mitzri and Adomi and someone from Edom are limited from a couple generations. So Mitzri Vedomi, Risha Mesheni, O Psua Dakar Khrushchevka, those are situations where a man's genitals have been basically destroyed. O Chala, which we'll get to later. Shabo al HaYehudis, okay, that ends up having sexual relations with a Jewish woman. Asu Osa Zona, okay, he makes her into a Zona. But Nifsal the Kahuna, now she's prohibited to marry Kohen. Vimhaisa Kohenis, Psula Mina Truma. And if she is the daughter of a Kohen, she would not be able to have Truma. Vechein Yavama Shabo Alea Zar, Asa Zona. So too, if a Yavama has sexual relations with somebody other than her, what do you call it? Her deceased brother-in-law, her husband, her deceased husband's brother, okay, she becomes a saw zona, she becomes a zona. However, the islandist, which remember, that's a woman who basically is unable to have children, mutaras a Kohen, she's allowed to marry a Kohen, and therefore, ba'ina zona, she's not defined as a zona. Halacha dalid, haba al achas me'ashnio silchi yotzebhen. Let's say a man has sexual relations with a rabbinical Isser Evra, Kagona ba krovas chalutzaso. Let's say, for instance, a man has sexual relations with a relative of the chalutza, or a chalutzaso, or on the woman he performed chalutza with. Lo asa osa zona. It doesn't make her into a zona. Sharei ina asura linasalo minatara, because there's no daraisa prohibition to marry her. Kamosh v'ana v'ilchos ibum, like we saw in ilchos ibum. Halacha hey. Halamata, what do we see? Sha'in he yosa zona tola v'be'il shal isra. And this is the key point, okay? The status of becoming a zona is not necessarily dependent on her engaging in a prohibited sexual relationship. Sharei habal nidav al kadesha of anirvas abhema, because we see situations, for example, like having sexual relations when she's a nida, nivala be'ilosh al iser, there was a clear prohibited sexual encounter. However, v'lo nasa zona, but she's not made into a zona. Umisha nasos l'chalo, okay, if she marries a chalo, Nivola Bilo Shalheter. She you can even argue she had a permitted sexual relationship, Kamoshi's Bar. However, Vinas is Zona. And you see, but even though she had, in the case of the Chalal, a permitted sexual relationship, nonetheless, she actually become a Zona as a result. As you'll see later, Vena Dabar Toloi Ella Pipigima. This whole idea is dependent upon some type of like Pigam, a defect, right? But something more of an abstract definition. That's what the Rabban's trying to get at. We learn out from the Gemara, from Torah Shabbat, she'ina piguma elim adam asrullah o mechala k'mosher marnu. She only receives this pagam either from a man that's prohibited to her or from the case of being with a chala. Okay, halacha vav, kol nivalas la'adam she'osa osa zona. If a woman does have sexual relations with a man who causes her to become a zona, bein be'ones, bein be'ratzon, bein be'zona, bein be'shkaga, whether it's rape or willingly, whether it's on purpose or accidentally, bein kedarka, bein shelo kedarka, whether it's vaginal or non-vaginal, mi she'araba nifsala. The moment there is penetration by the man into the woman, she's now nifsala, she's pasul mishum zona. She's now defined as a zona. Uvilvad she'tia bas shelo shanam yomechad. As long as she's over the age of 3, v'yabol ben teisha shanam yomechad umala, and that the man is over the age of 9. Lefikach, therefore, Ashes ish nivla la'acher, okay? Therefore, if a married woman engages in a prohibited sexual relationship, bein be'ones, bein be'ratzon, whether it's she was raped or was willing, nifsal la'kahuna. She is automatically possible to ever marry a Kohen. Halacha zayin. Now, Ashes Kohen, right? If the wife of a Kohen, shenetensa, okay? Let's say she's raped, okay? If he ends up, if the Kohen ends up having sexual relations with her afterwards, right? Baila loka alea mishum toma, right? He would get malchus. Shenemar lo yuchal baala harishon asher shochal lashuv lekachta lios lo isha. So the first husband, so to speak, who sent her away cannot go ahead and remarry her. Achari asher hu toma, after she became tame. Hakol bechlal, right? This all is under the category. Sheim nivalu asurin al balein. is only the category that if she had sexual relations, she'd be usher to her original husband. Pradacha kasuv, but the what we see, a detail that we learn out from the pasuk, the Ashes Yisrael shenensa, okay, by a, what do you call it, by a the wife of a Jewish man who was raped, she mutaris labayla. She would still be permitted to her husband. Shenemar v'hi lo nisbasa, aval Ashes Kohen. That's the difference. If it's the wife of a Kohen that's raped, be'isura omedes, she stands and she acquires or retains the status of being in a state of Isra to him, and therefore Sharihi Zona, because she's a Zona. So that's the big nafka mina between if the wife of Yisrael was raped versus the wife of a Kohen was raped. Halacha ches, now Eishes Yisrael shenensa, if the wife of a Yisrael is raped, afapi shehi mutaras labayla, even though she's mutter still to her original husband, asura lekahuna, right, Eishes Kohen, okay? She cannot marry into asura lekahuna, so she cannot marry to marry a Kohen. Eishes Kohen, if the wife of a Kohen, she'amra labayla, that says to her husband, Nasti, O Shagasi. Let's say she says to her husband, listen, I was raped. She makes that claim. Uba alai echad, O Shaba eight echad heilo. And she says, a witness comes along and says that she did act inappropriately, right? A Shazinsa bain bonus bain baratzan. That, let's say a witness comes along and says she was involved in a prohibited sexual relationship. Harezu ena asura lov, okay? Then we say that she's not technically usher to him. Why? Shema inia nastav acher, because maybe she was interested in a different guy. Ve'imhi ne'emeneslo, right? And if she is considered to be, if he considers her to be believed, o ha'ed ne'emalo, or the witnesses, v'sabak daitel livraham, areze yotzi, right? If he trusts the testimony, then he should get divorced. Kedei latzei shedei safek, in order to remove himself from the status of being in a state of safek. Halacha tes. Now, Eishes Kohen she'amra labayla, the wife of Kohen says to her husband, "Nen nasti," that I was raped. Afa pishi mutaras labayla. Okay, even if she would permit it to her husband normally, kamosh b'yarnu, harehi asura lekol Kohen sheba olam achas yamos bayla. She would be prohibited to every other Kohen after her husband dies. Shere hoda shehi zona, because she acknowledged that she is a zona. The asra atzman, she made herself asur. V'nasis kechaticha asura. Now she's basically defined as a zona, and she has that status of being usher. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll finish up this perek tomorrow.